The plan John Bowser Bauman once passed would punish promoters if they market a group as authentic, when in fact none of the members performing were in the original band. Bauman says he's seen shows where an audience will give a standing ovation thinking they're seeing the real deal, when in fact they're really applauding imposters.
They're assuming, well, they've got to be the Coasters. It says they're the Coasters. Because this is America, they have to be the Coasters. So I applaud their legacy. I applaud everything they've done. I applaud the way they've changed the world. And they don't even know they're applauding the wrong people.
Bauman says this happens most often with vocalists who were popular in the 50s and 60s, especially African American groups. Bauman says that's because audiences don't have any visual connection to them. During their prime, the studios marketing these groups often didn't put their pictures on the covers of any albums. During that era, executives were worried marketing a black group could hurt sales. Bauman says the plan is primarily a consumer protection. It's already passed in 7 other states, and members of both parties have signed on in Wisconsin. But he says it's also a way to protect performers who deserve more respect.
These pioneers of this kind of music really deserve much better than they've had to deal with over these past 20 years. And the imposter groups need to, as Bowser might say, yip, 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 boom, 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 get a job.
Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.